strengthen each other, hold on to a warm and strong kesher with Saba and Safta, go visit them, preserve the family bonding. It is very difficult for me to think that I'm leaving you alone, but Hashem is the one who declares and decides life and death. And certainly, this is for my good, for everyone's good, and for your good. Help Abba eventually find another wife who will be to you as a mother and help them grow and mature. I ask your forgiveness. I ask your forgiveness for things I should have done for you and didn't do, and for the misunderstandings that emerged. May Hashem worry about all your needs, and just as he helped me during my most difficult moments, help you in your difficult moments. Please turn to him, daven to him, and he in his infinite chesed, rachamim, mercy, will have rachmanos in you and help you. Signed by a loving mother, whose love will escort you always, signed with tears, Ima. And she has a postscript. Such is the way of the world, such is the Ratzon Hashem, Hakol Tov, even though in this moment it doesn't appear to be so at all. Such is the Sefer Musar of a young mother who left an epitaph that largely characterizes the pasture of a Torah Jew, towards death, towards tragedy, towards suffering. The Torah tells us, Vizei Avram Avinu, Ki Yedatim. Hashem says, I have a romance with Avram Avinu, Yedatim Lashon Chiva. Love. Leman Hashi Yitzaves Bonaves Beis Rachav, Rishon Buderach Hashem, Lazos Lako Mishlach. As Avram Avinu follows the dark here, Hashem, and of course he's going to be compensated for that. Leman Havi Hashem Al Avram, Eis Hashem Diber Alav. The well-known Rambam, in Hilchos Taanios, which happens to be connected to this week's Parshas HaShavua B'Havruch HaKolosai, has one of the most striking comments relating to tragedy and how we have to respond to tragic events. The Rambam here formulates a mitzvah sasem in our Torah, lizo kudoriya v'chatzetz v'sachol Torah shetorah latibur. The obligation min HaTorah, Torah obligation, v'lo chatzotzos. Any mishap that occurs to the tzibur shenema atzar hatzor eschen. And even though the context of the psukim that the Rambam cites is kisavol milchama v'yatzechem al atzar hatzor eschen, we're talking about a war. And yet the Rambam extrapolates to those psukim and understands as referring to any tzara shetovah al tzibur. Kolomar, kol davar she'eitz alchem kigon batzoret v'dever v'arbe, in reference to the corona. The obligation is to cry out to Hashem amidst Hashem in our Torah. This is over and above the Shitas HaRambam, that tefillah is a din d'oraisa. Rambam has a separate mitzvah, as he titles it in the Kotaret, Litzok b'fnei Hashem b'chol eis Torah b'dayloh. To cry out to Hashem is barach in the time of Torah. The Rambam goes on in Alchot Beis, V'dobo zeh midarki atshuvahu. What is the cause of this? Somehow our actions. And there is a recognition. If Klal Yisrael acknowledges, recognizes that we are the cause in some form or fashion, and somehow we try to do tshuva, that will be the midah k'neged midah. That hachazeh. But if lo yizaku, v'lo yariu, if Hashem shalom, we don't respond by doing tshuva, by carefully doing a cheshbon nefesh, introspection, examining our actions. El yom udavazeh mimina ga'evlam miralonu. It's a happenstance. B'tzarazo nikro nikreis. It's a coincidence. The Rambam's language is incredibly strong. Arezu derech hachzorius. Rambam calls this a cruel approach. We go ramislamly dug maaseh meroy v'teis tzim hachzorah tzoras hacheres chashem shalom. This could engender, could precipitate further tzoras. Ushakasu v'atere v'alach nimini v'keri Why is Hashem bringing about the Sarah? To send us a message that we should do tshuva. In Tomo Shul Keri, writes a great length a number of times. There are events that occur in the world, and there's a reason for those events, what he calls siva m'seva, cause and effect. The Beis Halevi comments to the beginning of Parshas Mikates. He has this yisod any number of times in his Perek Shel HaTorah. He has it in his Roshes. He has it a number of times. Suddenly Paro becomes a dreamer. Heretofore, we don't encounter that Paro is dreaming. Suddenly, the present tense. And then the Torah describes how Yosef comes to his attention. As a result of his encounter with the Sar Mashkin and Sar Ofim, Yosef interprets the dream to his satisfaction. As a result, suddenly Yosef becomes the Mishnah of Elam Mitzrayim, the viceroy to the king of Egypt. So anyone who interprets the Psukim, Kipshutam, sees the following. Power one day had a dream. Vayiva Bogri Atipor and Rucho, he's perturbed by the dream. Vayisha Vayikra Skolchachim Be Mitzrayim, Skolchachim Be'er, he calls all the dreamologists of Egypt to interpret his dream. They don't do so to satisfaction. As a result, Yosef comes to his attention, interprets the dream satisfactorily, and presto, Yosef becomes the Mishnah of Mitzrayim. Said the Beis Halevi, what is the cause? According to this reading of the text, the cause is Paro's dream. What is the effect? Yosef becomes the Mishnah of Mitzrayim. Is this the correct interpretation? Says the Beis Halevi. To quote my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, he's named after the Beis Halevi. Yeshichta, Ibigadait Abinkov. Just the opposite. Totally incorrect. Totally erroneous interpretation of the events. And the Beis Halevi quotes a Medrash Chazal, Medrash Rabbah. Medrash comments quoting the Pasuk in Iyov. And the Medrash says in that Pasuk in Iyov, the time came for Yosef to be released from incarceration. The end of the previous parasha Vayeshev, the Torah says that. And Rashi comes to the Ashri Agir Hashem Hashem Yisachul Aponel V'Hovim. Yosef is remaining in prison for another 2 years, for whatever reason, whether it's the Avon of the Chazanish in that Rashi or the Avon of the Tziv in that Rashi. But Yosef is 2 years in prison. But Kevin Chigiyaz Man Yosef Lishtachrem Yisasurim Miyad Cholam Parachalom. So the Medrash understands what was the cause Yosef had to be released from incarceration. What is the impact? We have to bring it about. How do we do so? Paro suddenly becomes a dreamer. And he cites the Beis Halevi, the Loshon HaMikates, which is found in Tanakh in general, the end of an epoch, the end of an era, the end of a zeitgeist. As Rashi says, that moment, that second, that Klal Yisrael was supposed to be released from bondage. That's the moment that the Ribbono Shel Olam, boom, decided they're going to be released. And that night, of course, is Lel Shimurim Hu, L'Hashem El Tziyam Eretz Yisrael, Hu Alay L'Hazel L'Hashem Shimurim L'Chol B'nei Yisrael L'Darosam. So what we think is the cause is really the effect. What we think is the effect is the cause. Rav Soloveitchik was in love with this Beis Halevi. And he applied it in so many different circumstances. Amazing. I maintain just... And he was said the false trend, Al Rav Soloveitchik. So I maintain when Trump was elected president of the United States, there's no doubt in my mind he was elected for one reason, because of events that occurred here in Eretz Yisrael. So what was the cause? Eretz Yisrael. What was the effect? Trump became president. Lefi Derech HaTeva, there's no way he could have become president. I'm not going to go into details. I'll just leave it to your, don't even require a major imagination. I won't translate it. No one knows what it means. So there you have again, cause and effect. So here, I believe that's exactly what the Rambam is saying, Hilchos Tanios. The Rambam says that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring about the Tzara? Not because of events that occur throughout the world, internationally, But rather, as the Gemara says in Yevamos, "Ein Puranus Bado Eilam Ela Bishul Yisrael." Any Puranus that comes about is direct to Klal Yisrael. I remember years ago, I asked Rav Soloveitchik in Boston. I was almost drafted to fight in Vietnam. I'm going to fight. Avishai Dev is going to fight the Viet Cong, Shubi and Gunson. What in heaven's name am I going to do in the boondocks over there? I was frightened out of my wits. And all of a sudden, I became a 4D student, a rabbinical student, as did 99% of Jews living in New York City at that point in time. I'm a biology major. My father said, "Why are you becoming a rabbinic student?" Fairly obvious. I have no interest in going to Vietnam. So what was the cause? Not going to Vietnam. What was the effect? I became a rabbinic student. And look what happened. It actually materialized. Some would say to my chagrin, some would say otherwise. So I asked Rav Soloveitchik, "What in heaven's name does the Vietnam War have to do with Klal Yisrael? Ain't Puranus Balei the Mishul Yisrael? I could not find any connection." It's true, the Gemara says in Megillah, "Milchama Nami Ashaldu the Gulahi." But Ma Kesher, Ma Inyan Shmita, Etzel Hasinai, Ma Inyan Vietnam, Etzel Puranus Laam Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik asked me if I'm familiar with his uncle Sefer Chidush Hagmizah LaTorah. At that time, I wasn't so familiar with it. So he told me, "That's a Chavek." I'll explain it to you. This is in Boston, where I could still open up my mouth without shaking. I was actually in his home. I went to Shlomo Maron. And the course of it, he told me a whole shtickle term for Brisker Rav, which is found in Perash Alatera. Remarkable Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav comments on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara speaks about in the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah, what's going to be Lasa Lavo? All the Umos HaElov are going to come, and they can present their credentials to Hashem is Barach Lassidavo, Echei Me'ev Yesim Shona, a bit more than Me'ev Yesim, the Torah. And they're going to indicate Rome and Babylonia and all the empires. I imagine the Iranian, the Persian Empire as well. Everything we did was for Klal Yisrael. We built bridges, the Romans built aqueducts, engineering feats, all types of technological ingenuity they displayed. It was all for Klal Yisrael. What does Ribbono Shel Olam say to them? Shaitim Shemayim, Kol Ma She'asitem L'Tzorach Atzmechem Asisem. Whatever you did was for yourself. Back to Brisker Rav. What do you mean Shaitim? Shakronim. You're an egregious liar. You're prevaricators. Outright sheker. Everything they did was for Klal Yisrael. Why didn't Ribbono Shel Olam respond in such a passion? Look to Brisker Rav. They're not saying sheker. Emes Lamito. Everything they did was to call Yisrael. Of course, that wasn't their kavana. But everything they did was to call Yisrael. How does he know that? A pasuk in Chumash. Breishis bor Elokim, es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-oretz. Ramban refers to these chazal. Breishis, bishul ha-Torah, shenik reis reishis. Why was the world created for the Torah? Hashem kanoni reishis darko. Not just bishul ha-Torah, bishul Yisrael, shenik reishis. The whole world was created for the Torah and for Klal Yisrael. So in effect, they were telling the truth. Everything they do is for Klal Yisrael. And the Beis Halevi, who has said this Yisod, kind of read, he passed it down to the Brisker Rav. And even though the Brisker Rav doesn't quote the Beis Halevi, but the Beis Halevi is saying this Yisod. Brisker Rav goes further. He quotes the Aram Pirsha Mishnayis. Rambam says Nagdom at the Beir Shamishnayis. He mentions over there that what's a pasuk in Iyov? Yochin Rosha v'tzad Gilbosh. The Rosha prepares. There's an oasis in the desert, an oasis in a very isolated, lonely kind of desert area that no one ever came to really. Why was that oasis created? 100 years after the oasis emerged, a tzaddik is wandering in the desert and has to slake his thirst. And, oh, Baruch Hashem, the tzaddik sees an oasis and a tree growing by the oasis. Elon, Elon, brings the Gemara, Tainis, Bamea, Barechacha. It's a beautiful niggin with that. And the tzaddik slakes his thirst and is able to, he's parched and he's tired, he's able to rest under the tree. under the shade. So the Rambam says, why was that Elam created? The Russia planted it and decided to construct an oasis. For whom? For that tzaddik. Look, the Biskalov, it's exactly what the Rambam is saying. The Chiddush, the Beis Halevi, the Biskalov is a Klal Rambam. The Gantzavel was created for Klal Yisrael. This is the Mokra, I believe, the Fiat is 90. I didn't look to see if anyone says this. To me, this has always been the Mokra of this Rambam here in the Hilchos Taanios. The same Yisod, any tzara that occurs in the world is all for Klal Yisrael. Sounds like an Aryan theory. Racist, xenophobic. The answer is yes, as well. Emes Lamito. There are many other examples I can give. I'm not going to go into all of them at this point. But that which happened on Friday, on Lag BaOmer, the day that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim stopped dying. And that day, a tragedy of epic proportions that is indescribable occurred to Klal Yisrael and all of Klal Yisrael. So this should shake us. We should be in convulsions. And we have to try to figure out what message is there inherent that Hashem is Baruch wants to send us through this terrible tragedy that occurred. So first, I'm going to divide this. Well, that was not even a preamble. I'm going to divide this into two sections, maybe a bit more than that. One is a bit more philosophic in nature, and then the other will be a bit more practical, hopefully. And there's no doubt that Ribbono Shel Olam wants us, whatever message you take from this, whether it's Hagoyin, Rav Shalom Cohen, Shlita, Chacham Cohen, Rosh Hashiva, Parat Yosef, who indicated it's clear. The message is Avas Chinam. How we have to love each other. That was the tikkun for Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. Shlo Nogu Kovot Zelazeh. Undoubtedly, that's a Yisod Godel. And there are many other messages that are clearly embedded. Lo Novi Anechi, Lo Ben Novi Anechi, V'afiru Lo Bade Shikmin. But there's no doubt all of us can draw messages that are significant to each one of us individually and collectively. But suddenly, there's no doubt that Emuna is one of the most precious tzaddik v'emunasa yichya, and one of the most fundamental elements that we have to clearly strengthen is our Emuna, to believe that kol man di'avir rachman l'tov avid, all happenings, all tragedies were decreed from on high by Misha Amma v'hoya olam. There's a fascinating comment of the Briskerov in a pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel. When Chana davens to Hashem, pasuk says, "V'hi maras nefesh, v'tispala al Hashem uvachol tivke." She was very bitter, and we know mimamakim krasicha Hashem tfilo daraisa has to be mimamakim. And then Eli HaKohen tells her she'll be zoichet to have a child. So the risk of when he came to the psukim over there, the Navi says that Upnina Upaneha Lahoyulaot, she was so taken aback by what Eli HaKohen told her, she simply could not respond. And the Brisk Lord, when he came to that pasuk, he became emotionally distraught. He broke out in tears. Pasuk says her face was not the same. When was this pasuk said? After Eli HaKohen promised her that in the following year she'll be zoicha to have a child. So here's Chana, who underwent tremendous yisurin for 19 years till she heard the promise from the mouth of Eli HaKohen. The moment she heard those words, the Navi testifies that the sadness and melancholia were no longer visible on her face. The question is why? Was she zeichah yet to see a child with her own eyes? The answer is no. But when Eli HaKohen promised her, Chana believed with her entire heart and soul till she actually felt she was holding a child. She reached such a madrega of emunah And the Navi saw fit to underscore this with the pasuk Upaneh Allahayulahid. Kiyo, she had given birth to a child. The essence of emunah is expressed and realized in words and events that don't necessarily happen before our eyes, that we can't always palpably feel with our hands. And despite the fact that our senses are often deadened, desiccated, we're duty bound to believe that the promises given to us by Hashem is brought will be realized and come to fruition in their proper time. We say in the brachas in the Haftarah, not one scintilla will not come to fruition, will not be realized. To the extent that one's emunah is more complete and more tangible and concrete, so too a Jew will live his life with greater simcha. Everyone knows that the tzaras that plague us are ultimately for our benefit. As I mentioned earlier, the Gemara Kolman, the Avid, Achman, the Tal Avid, whatever Hashem does is for the good, but it's very difficult to always feel that. It's our obligation to fulfill not only that which is expressed in the Pasuk, Vayigam Aaron, when Aaron HaKohen lost his two children, Vayigam, and as Ramban writes, I mentioned it on Shabbos, Aaron, B'tzadikuso, U'b'prishuso, Shosak, accepted the Gzera of Hashem Yisbarach. Zoyz Chuk Asatoyo, there's the Targum, Dok Zera Daraisa. A Gzera that was absolutely beyond description. So we have to recognize, and even though intellectually we often do, even though we may have biyodata ayom, it's much more difficult to come to the second step of Vashevaisa el Bavecha. There's quite a quantum leap between biyodata and Vashevaisa. Despite all this, we're all waiting for the day we'll be able to see Bechush, not only to believe in all the goodness Hashem has promised to his created beings, but in effect, we'll be zochet to understand it. And the Gemara says, Lassid Lavo, the bracha of Baruch Dayan Emes that we say in this world will be a bracha of Atoy V'Amitiv. The way I heard Hagoyim Rapam Zatzal explained in the Mizmor Yom Sheni that we say tomorrow, Diminu Elokim Chasdecha B'Kerem Echolecha. That which I thought was Mir Sadin is really the Chesed of Hashem Yisbarach. It is very difficult for a mortal human being to see Mir Sadin as being Chasdei Hashem. I saw Hagoyim Ravashe Vayt Shlita has a very beautiful comment. Many people say this tefillah on Friday night. Many people sing it. Begins with the words, Ribon Kol Ha'olamim. I was a Rambam in the Yeshivat Or Etzion. I spent a number of Shabbosim there in the Rosh Yeshiva. I go into Chaim Drukman, Shlita, Shashem Yisbarach, Yishlach Lo Refuah Shleima B'mheira, Hashamayim. He used to sing this Ribon Ha'olamim for 40 minutes. And I, the Litvak, am waiting for Kiddush, and waiting for a good meal. Tzav Alechayim Daraisa. And there zinged Ribon Kol Ha'olamim. I tried to avoid being in the yeshiva there on Friday nights. I thought I would appear after the Ribon Kol Ha'olamim, make Kiddush earlier, and then appear a bit later. But I debated with myself, decided it wasn't their hats. The Rabbi Jacobson, Shlita, you had an effect on me even before you knew me. Ribon Kol Ha'olamim, Adon Kol Shomis, Moedan Yilfonech Hashem Elokai Velokia Vosai, I'll call a chesed asher asita imodu. I thank Hashem Yisbarach for all the chesed that is done for me. Basher ata osi lasos imi v'imkol v'yosecha b'nei bris. And that which Hashem is going to do to all of Klal Yisrael. So the obvious question is, why is it when I express thanks to the Hashem for the past, I mention I'll call a chesed asher asita imodu for all the kindness you did for me. I only mention myself. And yet when I pray to Hashem for the future, there I say, I refer to all of Hashem's creations. That's amazing. Hagoyim Rav Asher Vayt Shlita suggested that the distinction lies in the following. There are chasodim, kindnesses that Hashem performs with people that are not self-evident. Even the recipient of chesed, said Hagoyim Rav Asher Vayt Shlita, has to be a lamdin godol, understand the totality of the chesed and the Torah that Hashem does. It's all for the good. But the average person will not necessarily see it or understand it. Ein balales, makir b'niso, Chazal say. Even a person who experiences a nest doesn't always recognize it, acknowledge it. So when a person thanks Hashem for the past, he specifically mentions Asher Asisi Imodi, that which Hashem had done for me. Only I, after evaluating and examining carefully and probing that which has happened to me, realize all the manifold chesed that Hashem has bestowed upon me. But for the future, I pray to Hashem, Riba and Kol Olamim, he'll do for me kindnesses that my entire household, Kol Bnei Beisi, and all of Klal Yisrael, Kol Abrios, can feel the great good that he does for the entire world universally. And that's also the explanation of the tefillah of Esabenu Mituvecha. We ask Hashem to satiate us with his goodness. The Gemara says in Yuma, in the last parak, that a blind person who cannot see the food that's brought before him is not satiated. He's not satisfied completely. Because in order for one to be totally able to derive benefit and pleasure from your food, you have to see it with your own eyes. So we pray to Hashem, he'll satiate us with his goodness. We'll merit to literally see the chassadim with our eyes and not only to believe that they are existing. One of the greatest of dilemmas and enigmas which we've struggled with from the dawn of our existence is the problem of suffering in this world, or as in the language of Chazal, Tzadik V'Ralo, Rosh V'Tovlo, the problem of theodicy, which is throughout Tanakh. Moshe Rabbeinu himself expressed and posed this question to Hashem Yisbarach, Hodieni Noes Ruachecha, Ve'eba'acho L'manim Tzachem B'enecha, Areni Noes Kvodecha, and many of you showed him, see that, Bakosha, essentially he was asking Hashem, help me resolve this issue. Tzadik V'Ralo, Rosh V'Tovlo. Or in the modern parlance, why do bad things happen to good people? Show me your ways so I can find grace in your eyes. And that's how Chazal, the Gemara, and Bishenim say that was the issue of Tzadik V'Ralo. Why do the righteous suffer? Why do the wicked prosper? The question troubled Moshe Rabbeinu, the question troubled Yirmiyahu HaNavi, the question troubled Habakkuk, the question troubled David HaMelech in Tehillim, the question troubled Shlomo HaMelech and Koheles. The whole Sefer Iyyub is devoted to that quandary. I mentioned on Shabbos, many years ago, I taught Sefer Iyyub for a period of 5 years. Went through the entire Ramban on Iyyub. And then I said to myself, when I get to the end of the Ramban, I'm sure he will resolve the issue for me and tell me what the solution is to this quandary of Tzadik V'Ralo, Rosh V'Tovlo. At the end, the Ramban answered the Kasha by saying that Iyyub was a Gilgal. Ezmir, 5 years. Transmigration of souls. That's the test of the Kasha of Tzadik V'Ralo, Rosh V'Tovlo. Of course, the answer is, there is no answer. Do Yigzera Daraisa. And the Ramban in the Hakdamah to Iyyub already indicates that over the issue, many have been led to kfira, to atheism, to agnosticism. Should read the Lashon of the Ramban. V'yesh dover machiv halavavos, umadiv hamachshavos. Something that has troubled many. Mimenu levado nimshichu rabbi michal aderes l'kfira gemura. Many people became kofrim as a result of it. V'hu heros ba'ilam mishpat me'ukal. Seems that the justice in this world is not just. Tzadik V'Ralo, Rosh V'Tovlo. Why is X, who seems to be someone wicked, and yet he's prospering? And the Tzadik is suffering. Ramban said this is the source of rebellion across the board. And as a result, there are several schools of thought that emerge as a consequence of this. One day is Sholim Hashkochem and Aberi Zvarah, Lo Yibia. There's no divine providence. There are many French philosophers and others, the deists, who contend that even if Hashem is about created the world, then he abandoned it. He left it. And the Ramban goes on, Yesh Kat Acheret, that the Ribbono Shel Olam simply is acting with caprice, capriciously, whimsically. B'yachol Asos, Hara, or Shaloi Menu. Whatever he feels like, he wakes up one morning in a bad mood, Hashem is Baruch, and just goes on his merry way. So the Rabban indicates this is the source of many who have deserted and abandoned the Torah and the light. Harav Soloveitchik Zatzal, I guess I'll have to. Oh, there's no clock here, though. Oh, behind me is a Raisa Sachara, if I let you wrong, so it doesn't help me. Okay, we'll just try to be brief. So basically, that's how his classic essay called The Nido Fake explores this issue. He attempts to show that Yadus arrived at a new formulation and definition of the problem. The problem of suffering, he says, can be raised in two dimensions. One he calls Brit Gorau, and one he calls Brit Yud. One is fate, and one is destiny. Of course, Zaydina, everything is dialectic. There's an eye that's subject to fate, and an eye that's subject to destiny. And therein lies the approach to this dilemma of Tadik Meralo, Rosh HaVetzavlom. Goral, or fate, is an existence described by the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Al korchacho atochai, v'al korchacho atonela. Our lives are but a link in a chain, devoid of meaning and direction, but subject to environmental forces which have been subjected without prior consultation. Or to put it in brisker terminology, the eye of Goral is essentially a chepza. It's an object lacking any independence, lacking any autonomy. In light of this imagery, the experience of Tadik Meralo is terror-stricken. Man is perplexed, man is confused. Fate mocks him, his very being is shattered and torn. The dread of annihilation crushes him, body and soul. He wanders about listlessly, aimlessly. Yadis did not attempt to deny the phenomenon of suffering. Whoever does so is essentially a fool living in a fool's paradise. Therefore, Yadis determined that man entrapped in the Brit Goral, in a fate-laden existence, will seek in vain for the solution. And the problem of Tzadik Goralo will never be able to resolve it. Certainly, the testimony of the very Elam, as the Torah testifies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made on the world. Chazal even comment, even death is the ultimate good. However, the affirmation can only be made from the perspective of Hashem is Barach. Finite man cannot grasp the solution. Only if man could see the entire picture, the Chafetz Chaim writes in many Mishalim, and grasp the world as a whole, could he have perspective on the essential nature of Tzadik Meralo. But as long as our apprehension is limited, and we can only see fragments of the cosmic drama, we cannot penetrate into the depths of Tzadik Meralo. Bekitzer, from the standpoint of Brit Goral, the eye of fate, the Chepta, man is a Chepta, there's no solution to the problem. But from the standpoint of Brit Yehud, destiny, then the problem assumes a different dimension. Man confronts his environment with his distinctive uniqueness. Here, man's motto is Al Koch Atochai. You live of your own free will. Man, says Harav Soloveitchik, can be like an object, but possesses the ability to live like a subject, like a creator, like a gavra. Man's task in this world is to transform Goral into Yud, fate into destiny, a passive existence into an active existence. The Brach of Hashem to his handiwork so much reflects the idea. Pru Rabu, Umilu Asaras V'Kishua, engage in conquest. Subdue your environment for realization of your destiny of Yud. Become a Shuto Lakarish Boch of the Vice of Righteous. The man of destiny does not cower before evil and suffering, attempts to deal with it. And now ask the question, what are my obligations in view of Tzadik Meralo? What can I do? And the answer is quite simple. Suffering comes to elevate a person. Lezakako, lekacho, letaro. It comes to purify him, to to sanctify his spirit, to cleanse him, to purge him of the dross of materialism, of superficiality, of vulgarity, refine his very neshama. Suffering indeed is a kapara. And from the midst of suffering, a Jew emerges cleansed and pure. The Navi says, "A sarahi li Yaakov, umimena yivashaya." It's the time of agony from Yaakov, but from the very midst of agony, nay, because of it, he will be saved. The Ramah says in Tilling, "Ocha Hashem ki anachtabi, yoshuv abcho tenachameni." My character will be enhanced by suffering. I'll reach a level of exaltedness, a level even which is angelic in nature, unachievable from the standpoint of the Brit Goral. Out of the negation grows the affirmation. Out of the antithesis, the thesis blossoms. And the Torah itself in Rosh Chanan tells us, "Batzar lecha umtzaucha kol adroim ve'ele v'shato al Hashem elokecha v'shavata v'kolam." Suffering is directly related to tshuva. As I mentioned the Rambam earlier, affliction is a desire to stir us to repent. And what is tshuva? That our self-renewal, our personal geula, our personal redemption. Woe to the person who's suffering does not precipitate a spiritual crisis, a metamorphosis, a transformation. Woe to the person who the shama remains frozen. And we have deepened this concept by combining the notion of the elevating of suffering with that of divine chesed. Hashem's acts of chesed are not a free gift. Otherwise, it would be nama de kisufa, the shona kabbalah, but essentially implore us and precipitate obligations upon their beneficiary. When Hashem endows us with health, with prosperity, I must know how to use these boons, how to take these gifts, transform them into fruitful creative forces, how to take the divine chesed that flows to me and perform deeds of chesed for others. Chayav adam levarech al harav, yishem shevavarech al tova. I will just be mesayim and this nekuda, that just as the goodness of Hashem imposes upon us the obligation to do exalted sublime deeds, so too the afflictions require a person that he improve and purify his life. In a word, man is obliged to resolve not the question of the causal or teleological explanation of suffering, but the question of how suffering is going to lead me to higher and higher levels, how it's going to transform the goral into yud, fame to destiny, elevating myself from my object, the chetza, to our subject, Agabra, from a thing to a person. And that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Eov. And Mitzvah Hashem, in the next session, we will continue. I just wanted to end with the following story, which I'm very fond of. I heard from one of our Soloveitchik's doctors, Chatzal Divrocha. I used to go to Rishia Maria, and this doctor, who was very close to the Rav, so he told me the following story. His mishpacha, I believe, lives here in Ramah Beit Shemesh. When he became a doctor, he asked three Gedolei Yisrael what area of medicine to enter. He asked Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, and Rav Moshe told him, enter an area of medicine where you'll be involved minimally in Chilul Shabbos. So what did he decide to do? Radiology. Radiology is a great profession. Even on Yom HaZeh, more or less, you can maintain Shmir Shabbos. Then he went to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Olav Shalom, Zechem Livracha, Zechatag Livracha. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe told him that enter an area of medicine where you'll enhance a person's self-esteem. What area should that be? He asked the Lubavitcher Rebbe, become a dermatologist. Because people with skin conditions often have a little self-esteem. Everyone is looking at them and the like. And then he went to Rav Soloveitchik and asked him, what area of medicine should I enter? So he told him to push the frontiers of medicine forward, discover new technologies, discover a cure for cancer, new therapies, new medicaments, and the like. So all the three, first of all, each one reflects exactly whom they were. So amazing to me. But beyond that, I think Rav Soloveitchik's answer expressed really this yesod, that not that we should be passive, we shouldn't be this sense of Brit Goral, but Brit Yud, everyone should see, in effect, himself as having adopted what Rasalesh used to call doctrine assignment. Everyone has an assignment. Everyone has a taket. We have to figure out what our assignment is in this world to bring Hashem Yisbarach and to bring the idea of Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad into the world. And that's how we have to view as well any tzar that occurs in Klal Yisrael, immediately we have to respond to it, whether it's Avas Chinam, whether it's Chesed, whether it's treating each other with tremendous derech eretz, many, many areas of tikkunim that are required for these tzaddikim who gave up their lives to be a kapara for who knows what, averis that individually, collectively we had. Halvai, we should take this to our hearts. We are datayah, mashevesel of avecha, and Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach use this as the reader of Tzorach Aliyah, as a Keresh Pita, to go higher and higher in Tveikus and Hashem Yisbarach, and bring Klal Yisrael together, as the Gemara says in Megillah, G'day L'Sara Satabas, Yesu V'memches Nevi'im, V'Sheva Nevi'ah, Shemisnabu Yisrael. Sara always somehow seems to unite us. Alavai, we should be united not just in Tzorach, but only B'Zeche, T'Men, Men, Yisimches, the Netzach, and Tzachim, Amen. Thank you.